You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Africa Reports with Crystal Audison.
All right, what's happening on the rest of the continent? As I told you earlier, Crystal is in Nigeria as an observer, as part of that observer mission for those elections. Crystal, it's very exciting for you to be in Abuja. This is going to be a big one for Nigeria.
Yes, good morning, Dangani, and greetings from Nigeria. I mean, it certainly will be the largest single day peacetime logistics and security undertaken by the Electoral Commission since 1999. I mean, we're talking about 84 million voters, 91 political parties, and thousands of candidates. And so, of course, as an election observer, Bongani, it's quite interesting because now you have to put your hat on and look at things in a different way, and you know, you have to observe all different factors impacting on the election. So it's, of course, quite fascinating. I mean, Nigeria, you know, Africa's biggest population, and having this election on Saturday, really, you know, it's, you know, quite big for the country. And, of course, we all, you know, hope that everything will be working according to plan on Saturday.
All right, certainly we'll watch out for how that election unfolds in the coming days, as you say. Now, let's go to Ethiopia. A mass movement of people there will be one of the main subjects discussed at the African Union Summit taking place.
Yes, Bongani. So for the past 2 days, the heads of state has been meeting at the African Union HQ in Addis Ababa, of course, discussing the situation of refugees and internally displaced people. Now, of course, the figure we're looking at is continuing to rise, and sub-Saharan Africa, of course, has millions of refugees. And they think that internally displaced people fleeing is seen as a major issue. We know that Ethiopia, Uganda, and Sudan are among the top 10 countries hosting refugees in the world. Now, interestingly enough, the African Union Commission head, Mr. Musafaki, said he was a refugee for 8 years, and he feels it's important to include the voices of those that have been displaced. And of course, we see that, for instance, in Ethiopia, there's about more than 1 million refugees. Now, the African Union says integration programs and also the newly established African Union humanitarian agency will and should coordinate plans to ensure proper integration programs for refugees and internally displaced people. Antonio Guterres also addressed the summit, and he said Africa had always opened its doors to everyone else, but when they needed help, there wasn't the help given to them. But he believes there's signs of hope, especially in the Eritrea signing that peace agreement, to the African Republic also signing that peace agreement last week. And just in terms of politics, Bongani, of course, Paul Kagame stepping down as African Union president. He was quite ambitious with the African Free Trade Agreement, which leaders are also meeting again and discussing today. Of course, the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, takes over the reins. His focus will be on security and ensuring peace. And we're talking here, of course, of Libya. That's one of the countries that the African Union feels very, you know, certain that they need to get some peace process there. Of course, our own president, Cyril Ramaphosa, will be taking over in 2020, Bongani. Yeah. So that's going to be interesting. And then finally, the long-awaited African Union passport will be launched. So we'll see how it will look. And of course, that passport, if you can get your hands on it, Bongani, will allow you free movement to 55 countries.
An African Union passport. It's certainly a conversation we will come back to. Crystal Audison there. And you can hear, of course, that somebody trying to call her cell phone in the background with the phone beeping. I mean, it's part of the reason I hate phone calls. I don't know if you hate phone calls on my private phone as much as I do, but my thing is, text me, don't call me, particularly on my private line.